As you and I sit and have this conversation this morning, judgment is to be handed down today at the Western Cape High Court. And this is for the men accused of the murder and attempted murder of two Stellenbosch students in May 2017. I think we're all actually left shocked. Hannah Cornelius was brutally attacked and then murdered while her friend Cheslin Marsh was left for dead by four men, Eben van Niekerk, Geraldo Parsons, Vernon Witboy and Nashville Julius. Now, the attack has left Cheslin deaf in the 1 year, and Hannah's cousin, Lali van Zedam, has started a campaign to help him out. So, Lali, I want to thank you very much for your time this morning. It's never an easy time when you've lost someone very close to you. So, thank you for your time.
Good morning. Thanks.
How close were you to Hannah?
Well, very, very close. We're quite a tight-knit family, so, yeah.
Difficult times? How's the family? I mean, I ask how the family's dealing with it. No one can be okay. I would definitely imagine that no one would be okay. But generally, you know, a loss of that nature, I believe she was an absolutely amazing young lady. How is the family coming to grips with it?
Well, look, it's really tough. I mean, we try and stay positive, but it's really not an easy time. But we try and look for the best.
And I just, yeah, you know, our thoughts are with you and the family. And there are lots of other people who've suffered, you know, the same fate in this country. And our thoughts go out to all of them. Now, you will be attending the judgment today, I believe.
No, tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow? I mean, but you are attending the judgment. Are you flying to Cape Town?
Actually, not the judgment, but the sentencing, which will be tomorrow.
Okay, so you're going to be at the sentencing itself. Okay, yes. Now tell us more about how you want to help Cheslin.
So we came up with this idea to do a crowdfunding campaign because I read somewhere that Cheslin was left deaf in one of his ears.
Yes.
So we figured the best way to collect some money and to be able to get a hearing aid for him would be to do a crowdfunding campaign. So we started on the platform Back a Buddy. Mm-hmm. And the initial target was 15,000.
Yeah.
But we've since been really inundated with support from people, and people have really come out. So we've now moved the target up to 20,000.
Okay.
And if we see that people are still willing to give, Cheslin can't afford to study, okay. And he hasn't been able to take up his studies again since May last year.
Okay.
So then we'll use the money, you know, through the Hannah Cornelius Foundation to be able to get him back on track with his studies.
This is amazing. Absolutely amazing what you're trying to do here. So that target raised to 20,000. I'm encouraging you, listening to the show this morning, if you happen to be part of those big businesses sitting aboard, and I know you do. So if you're listening right now, let's see if we can make that target 100,000, if not more. Let's see what we can do to try and get Cheslin to finish his studies, to get his hearing back. You know, and there are ways and means of doing that. But the Back a Buddy campaign, you just go to backabuddy.co.za, which is back and then A and then buddy, right? So all one word, backabuddy.co.za/ hearing aid for Cheslin Marsh, right? Is that the correct search criteria we need to be putting in there?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so hearing aid for Cheslin Marsh, and let's see what we can do to just blow that 20,000 out of the water and make sure that this young man has a better future. He's suffering tremendously. He's lost his best friend as well. Doesn't have his hearing, can't study. I mean, what does his future hold? But I want to introduce you, Lali, to Shane Pieterse, who is an audiologist at the Ear Institute in Bellville. Shane, good morning. Thank you for joining us as well. And Lali is listening to you as you and I speak.
Good morning, Kina. Good morning, Lali, and to all your listeners. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you all.
It's an absolute pleasure. You've got some news for Lali?
Yes, I do. Firstly, all of us at the Ear Institute would just like to convey our heartfelt condolences to the Cornelius and Marsh families for the terrible trauma that they have endured and are still enduring. And yep, please remember that they are always in the hearts and prayers of so many in and around Cape Town.
Yes.
At the Ear Institute, we truly value hearing, and we know that hearing is a gift. And when we heard about Cheslin's story and his deafness in the one ear, it really moved us. Thank you so much to the Anna Cornelius Foundation for this amazing initiative. So on behalf of the EA Institute in Bavel, we would love to invite Cheslin to come and meet us. We would not only want to sponsor his hearing test to actually assess his hearing, but we want to fully sponsor his hearing aids as well, in the hope that they would be able to use the funds that they have generously accumulated on the foundation for any of his other expenses, like you said, his medical expenses or his, or his studying or whatever it can be. It would be an absolute honor to walk with Cheslin on the path to better hearing.
Unbelievable stuff. Lali?
Thank you so much. That's incredibly kind.
So we're going to hook you guys up.
We're
going to hook you guys up. And thank you so much, Shona Peterson, and everybody at the Institute in Babel. And you're right. Our hearts go out to both families. And it doesn't stop there, though, because the other thing, Lali, is that, you know, there's an advertising company known as Duck and Craig Advertising. They are going to be donating 5,000 Rand towards Cheslin's counseling fund.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much.
Okay, so all I can say to you, Lali, is you've got a great heart. You've reached out. You're trying to help Cheslin. You're suffering as a family as well, and it takes a special type of person to be able to do that. So I really appreciate that, and I think the city appreciates that as well. And let's see if we can try and make 100,000. And I'm encouraging.
Fantastic.
Yep. 100,000, if not more. And if Stellenbosch University, where was he studying, by the way? Stellenbosch.
Yes.
And if Stellenbosch University, because I know their vice chancellor listens to us, if you are prepared to also give him a scholarship so that he can continue, I am asking Stellenbosch University and any of the professors listening there, phone the VC. Let's see how we can get Cheslin back into university as well. I think let's get behind both families here. So, Shona Peterson, audiologist at the Institute, thank you very much for your time.
It's been a pleasure.
You must have a wonderful day. Pleasure. And Lali van Zedem, if it weren't for you, we wouldn't be doing this. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's a pleasure, an absolute pleasure.